Welcome to Chapter 75 of the Kinsmen Die podcast, home of fantasy fiction based on Norse mythology that's written and read by me, Matt Bishop. In this podcast, I read my first novel, Kinsmen Die, one chapter at a time. And with each episode, when it makes sense, I provide some commentary about the source materials I've referenced in the text. This week, we're back with Vafthrudnir for a very short chapter. We last saw Vaft in Chapter 73 when he brought his apprentice Kali into the gap to lay claim to one of the Disir, the one that had been released when the witch Yelena killed the Berserk Gulfin. Vaft had kept Freya busy while his apprentice fought Freya's priest, and when Vaft was distracted by Kali's success, Freya stabbed him in the belly. Let's rejoin him now. Chapter 75, Vafthrudnir. Vafthrudnir woke trembling. He was in a tent, wrapped in a bedroll on hard-packed snow, chilly despite the obvious layers between himself and it. Where was he? And where was Vimbethul? When she didn't respond immediately, he began counting his own, increasingly rapid heartbeats. When she still didn't respond, he pushed himself up, and then pain drove him down to his back. Cold sweat broke across his forehead. She could not be dead. Disir couldn't be killed, so far as he knew. He forced himself to sit up, growling through the pain, hoping that he hadn't just learned something new. The tent flap opened, and a pair of figures stepped through. Hersir Beli and Kali. Their respective fulgis, Hrith and Gunthra, followed behind. Beli held a satchel in one hand.
"You're in my tent, Vafthrudnir," Beli said with his fingers. He gestured toward Kali. "She ran you here." "Where is—"
Beli raised a hand, stopping him.
"She is badly hurt,"
Kali said aloud. She gestured toward the satchel and switched to the hand speech. "But Gunthra says what's in here will, should, heal her, and you as well, High Shaman."
"Hrith agrees," Beli said. "She also thanks you for saving her sister." So, Beli had told Kali. Or Gunthra had sensed it. Thimblethul could, after all.
"Several more adepts have arrived, High Shaman," Kali said in the hand speech, "bearing word that you and I must return to Jotunheim at the Skrymir's request."
He grimaced. "All this back and forth really is very tedious."
Beli gave a sour smile and signed,
"Our scouts have found Jarl Vidar and his warband. They stumbled across one of our staging areas. The shaman there says he's certain the Aesir saw the work underway, but that he was probably too far away to make sense of what he was seeing."
"Probably."
"Will you attack him?"
"Of course," Beli said, holding up one hand to forestall the obvious objection. Vidar had wiped out a pair of warbands. Inadvertently, perhaps, but he was intelligent and had, quite likely, learned from his mistake. He could also command whatever ancient charms Yig had taught him. Best to not underestimate him.
"We had the Snowbearers. More than when you left us, actually, thanks to Adep Kali and the others. And now more shamans have joined. Moreover, the Jarl's warband is small, hungry, tired, and about to fight on unfamiliar ground," Beli said. "We have the advantage, but it's time for you and Fimbethul to recover, and to return to Jotunheim."
Beli reached into his satchel and withdrew a small, golden fruit. Vafthrudnir's mouth watered, and his stomach growled. He hated it, but the sacrifice was necessary. His people needed him. Well, folks, that was Chapter 75 of Kinsmen Die. I hope you enjoyed it. Vaft and his Disir were badly wounded, but Beli brought a remedy. Kali's Fulgia is named Gunthra. That name means battle groove. We discover that Beli also has a Fulgia. Remember in the previous chapter when Vaft said that one need not be a shaman to bond with a Fulgia? Well, not only was he referencing Odin's approach, but he was also referring to Beli. Although it could be argued that Odin is himself a shaman. But it does not appear that Vidar, or any of Odin's other Berserks, are also shaman. There's a lot more to Beli with respect to Norse myth, but I'm going to leave that to later books. For now, I'll just say that his Fugia, Hrith, means stormy weather or tempest. So I gave Beli a second name. He's Beli Storm's Eye in my books because of how he fights and because it's a nice play on the meaning of his Fugia's name. Next week, we're back with Odin. Until then, if you have the time and inclination, please rate or review the podcast. That helps boost the show's visibility, as does sharing it. As always, I'm going to read from both the Bellows and Larrington translations of the Havamal, the sayings of the High One, Odin. Bellows, verse 75. A man knows not, if nothing he knows, that gold oft apes begets. One man is wealthy and one is poor, yet scorn for him none should know. Larrington, verse 75. The man who knows nothing does not know this, that many are fooled by money. One man is rich, another is not rich. He should not be blamed for that. So I'd like to clarify that second line of the Bellows translation. The word apes, as in a monkey, is used. The Old Norse word is actually api, A-P-I, and it means ape. It's there in the text, clear as day, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me because, to the best of my understanding, there aren't any apes or monkeys in the Scandinavian region, which suggests, as the etymology of the word also suggests, that the word probably came from Proto-Germanic, apan, A-P-A-N, and that word is probably from an Eastern or non-Indo-European language, which is roughly where the area where you might see apes or monkeys. And with respect to the Bellows translation and Larrington's as well, Kondratov's more literal translation basically says the following, that for money, a man will become a monkey, as in a man will make a fool of himself to acquire money, which isn't quite what Larrington's translation says. Thanks for listening.